If you've got a property that you've been trying to sell and you've tried almost everything, I want to tell you about something that you haven't tried yet. You're going to think this offer is too good to be true, but it's not. Thousands of customers have sold their homes in any condition with need to sell my home. This is a real opportunity from a highly rated company that buys homes all over the country. Did you know it's possible to sell your home right over the phone with no real estate commissions and no pesky open houses? Plus, every offer is a cash offer with no mortgage holdups. To find out how much you can sell your home or property for, call now. Take 5 minutes of your time and call for this 100% free quote to sell your home.
800-430-0674. 800-430-0674. 800-430-0674. That's 800-430-0674.
The Video Game Review. The Video Game Review. Ha ha! The Video Game Review. Yeah! The Video Game Review. What, what? The Video Game Review. Ha! The Video Game Review. What, what, what? The Video Game Review. The Video Game Review.
Come on, people, now!
Video Game Review. Don't be hating. The Video Game Review. That's what I have said. The Video Game Review. Keep it real. The Video Game Review.
All right, thank you for that, and welcome to another live edition of the Video Game Review, where we talk video games for an hour. Actually, 53 minutes. I'm Rick Tittle, coming to you from San Francisco's Sports Byline, USA, but lots of different ways to hear the show. TuneIn app, iHeartRadio app, Stitcher app, CRN Digital, Plus 2, the cable radio network, Channel 2, cable provider, 35 million homes around the world on the American Forces Radio Network, 500 outlets, 177 countries, ships at sea, Army, Navy, Air Force, Marines, Coast Guard, National Guard, Space Force, Delta Force, doing a great job. Stay safe. Come home soon. We're proud of you. Keep up the good work. Great stuff. Also, Sirius XM 211, the Dan Patrick channel. Great to be on there as well. Where are my truckers at? And SB Nation Live.com, streaming through that network as well. Every which way we can get to you, we try. And we want your participation. So coming up at 40 after, a little bit more than a half hour, I'll give away a brand new video game. Also, you know, the new releases this week for all the systems and platforms and handhelds. We also will have a cheat code at the end of the show. Send your request, rick@sportsbyline.com, streaming through sportsbyline.com. But the number to call, 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529 to get in and get heard. And sometimes I get some interviews from people in the video game world, and we're going to start the show off with this after a quick break. We're going to go up to Seattle with Tim Cullings of Slice. They're having their own indie game convention, so to speak, up there. We'll find out. It's the first time they're doing it, so we'll find out all about that. Slice. That's with Tim Cullings coming up next. The Twitter is at Rick Tittle as well. But once again, 1-800-878-PLAY is the number to call to talk video games, neophytes, newbies, hardcore gamers, everyone in between. So, we'll take a quick break and we will come on back and talk about this thing going on in Seattle.
Okay, let's have a little fun. Do you use the expensive blue pill to perform better? Are you thinking about it? So what if we can promise you results for less than $1 a pill? Okay, so these same pills can cost you $30 or more at a pharmacy. And our better blue pill works for less than $1 a pill. You'll save $29 or more per pill. And right now, we'll give you 120 blue pills for just $99. Have a little fun and call right now. Get 120 of our better blue pills for just $99. Don't overpay for the other blue pills. Call Steel Man Pills right now and get the better blue pill for less than $1 a pill. Call 1-800-BUY-BLUE, 1-800-BUY-BLUE. It's easy to remember. 1-800-BUY-BLUE. That's 1-800-BUY-BLUE. And thanks for calling. Hey, airline travelers, let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647.
Switching to Progressive is a game-winning call. And that reminds us of other game-winning calls in the history of sports.
It was a doubleheader in August and really hot inside the concession stand. So instead of waiting for people to come to me, I figured I'd walk around yelling,
"Hot dogs here!"
And that's how I became the first hot dog vendor in sports.
Okay, not really a game-winning call, but it was a good call. You can make one too. Switch to Progressive and you could save hundreds. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates, not available in all states.
If you didn't think skipping breakfast was a big deal, you'd be right. Before. But now, Wendy's has Buck Biscuits. We're talking sausage, egg, and cheese biscuit, bacon, egg, and cheese biscuit, or even the Honey Buddy Chicken Biscuit. For just a buck each. Seriously, you can get all three if you want. They're just a buck. So you'll never skip breakfast again. If you're smart. Breakfast for a buck? Gotta be Wendy's.
Limited time only. Price and participation may vary. Limit 5 qualifying items per transaction. Not valid in the combo while supplies last.
The Video Game Review.
Thank you for that, and welcome back to Sports Byline USA, coast to coast, border to border, and around the world on the American Forces Radio Network. It's our pleasure to welcome to the show the CEO and Executive Director of the Seattle Indies, Tim Cullings. He's here to talk about Slice, Seattle Loves Indie Creators Expo, and this will happen on August 27th in Seattle. Tim, welcome to the show. Tell us a little bit more about the Indies, first of all.
Yeah, good morning, Rick. I'm Tim. Like you said, we represent the largest community of independent game developers here in Seattle, in all of North America. We have thousands, tens of thousands of game developers who live right here in beautiful Seattle, Washington, making some amazing video games that, you know, your listeners might have heard of, like Stardew Valley and Slay the Spire, to name a few. A game called Peak that just came out that's very popular right now is also from our community. So we have some people here very creative, making some really great independent video games.
Well, we know about Nintendo in that area of the world. I believe Niantic, and isn't Unity up there as well?
Yeah, Unity. I mean, obviously, Microsoft is the home base here, and they're a big part of the games industry. And we have Valve, who makes Steam, the biggest PC platform in the world, and made some, you know, amazing games like Half-Life and Portal. And so they're also here. So this is quite a big hub for the game development industry here in Seattle.
By the way, as a big Valve guy, you know that the cake is a lie, right?
Yeah, and I have a story about that, but we can get into that another time.
Well, is it a quick story? I'd love to hear it.
Oh, I just, I used to work for the woman who was one of the creators of Portal, and when it was my birthday, she asked me what kind of cake I wanted, and without thinking about it, I said Black Forest cake, because that's the kind of cake I like, and then she showed up at work with the actual cake that inspired the cake in Portal.
Wow.
And I was just like, oh. I swear I didn't do that on purpose, but that was pretty great.
I still think about a song of the year. This was a triumph. That whole thing at the end.
Right.
Yeah, it's good stuff. All right. I digress. I think, I mean, most people think about down here in Silicon Valley or Japan and some of these studios overseas, but it is just talking to you now how big the Pacific Northwest is for developers, but you know, we named some of the big corporate ones. Tell us about the these indie ones that we don't know as much about.
Yeah, we have so many great indie studios located right here in Seattle. We're fortunate, you know, a lot of those big companies, like I mentioned, and we talked about, draw the people here to go to work for them. They spend a few years there making, you know, making money, saving money, and then they decide they want to make their own games. But we have studios like Megacrit, who I mentioned, who make Slay the Spire, Aggro Crab, that made Peak and another Crab Treasure. The Quantum Astrophysicist Guild is the studio of our vice president, Ty Taylor, and made a game called The Bridge that was really popular. You know, the list goes on. There's Unbound Creations, who had a game called Raid on Your Parade. System Era, who made Astroneer, which is another big game. The Banner Saga was made here with Stoic Studios. So there's all different genres, all different types of games. Everybody is like, Ty likes to call it the Hollywood of video games here in Seattle, because it's just kind of that vibe of everybody's working on a project and talking about their projects. So yeah, it's a great place to be.
Well, I've been going almost 20 years to the Game Developers Conference, the GDC, here in San Francisco, and we know about, you know, E3 and other such things in LA, and the Tokyo Game Show and stuff going on in on the continent in Europe. So is that was a thing like, we're sick of getting on planes, we got enough going on right here?
Yeah, I mean, the last few years we've been talking to more and more people who are just like, why do I have to go to fly to all these different places around the world to just talk to the same people that I can meet right here in Seattle when we're all located here? Seattle is home to almost 50,000 game developers, like I mentioned, and we haven't had a developer-focused event since 2019, when PAX Dev, which used to be a thing before PAX West, stopped happening. So Slice is our attempt to bring that back, but do it our own way. You know, I know you have like a sports audience here, so we're kind of like, you know, the XFL or whatever they call it these days to the NFL, doing things our own way and trying to, you know, make a splash here.
So tell us about, it's one thing to have the idea where you're going to hold it, and you got Macaw Hall. Tell us a little bit more about that.
Yeah, so Macaw Hall is right in the Seattle Center, right next to the Space Needle. Beautiful opera hall. The Pacific Northwest Ballet does their shows there. I believe Paul Simon is about to record what could be his last concert ever there pretty soon. And I've seen some great touring, global touring acts there. It's a beautiful venue, huge venue. It seats over 2,000 people and has a bunch of small breakout rooms. So we're going to have three concurrent panel sessions going on for game developers to hear from different types of topics. We have a whole platform track where we talked to Valve, actually, and they're going to come and do two sessions, actually, one like platform update and one open Q&A, so people can come and talk to somebody directly from Steam and ask their questions. Epic, Unity, Microsoft, hopefully Discord is going to be there doing the workshop, so it's really going to be packed with valuable content for independent game developers and anybody who's like in the game development space, really.
You know, it's funny because I think about the GDC, and you kind of like, you draw the line between what's new, jobs fair, indie games, and then different, as you say, panels for developers, and then people having a booth from all around the world showing their wares. Like, it's just a logistical nightmare, I would think. How do you, like, tackle all that?
Yeah, I mean, we're a small, scrappy team. We're mostly volunteers. We have a team of advisors from games industry that all of them have 15, 20 years of experience, all located here locally in Seattle, lending us their advice and expertise, helping us put this together, bring speakers in. But, you know, Seattle Indies, we've been running events large and small for the last 15 years, and this will definitely be one of our bigger efforts we've ever done. And our motto here is, like, how hard could it be? I guess, like, we don't know what we don't know, and we're going to find out how hard it is. But, you know, we're going to make it work, and it's going to be really excellent and hopefully a staple on the game development calendar for years to come, so, you know, people don't have to travel so far, and hopefully people will travel here and come check out what we're doing.
August 27th, 9 to 9:30. It's not a half hour long. I'm going a.m. to p.m. So tell us a little bit more about how people can get tickets.
You can go to seattleslice.org. There's a big register button. You can find us on Eventbrite. All access pass is only $100. It's not like a $3,000 GDC ticket. So, you know, it's very affordable, and we have some discount codes that people can find in different places. So we just want people to come and get something out of it and not have to spend their entire budget traveling or on a pass. So it'll be, yeah, like I mentioned, a full day from like 9 to 5 of panels, workshops, roundtables, networking, and then an after party featuring a concert with Danny B, who composed the soundtracks to Super Meat Boy and Crypto the Necro Dancer. He's really great. So, and we have a beautiful concert hall that he's going to play in, so it'll be an exciting day all around.
Slice, Seattle Loves Indie Creators Expo, a new games industry event for indie and AA game studios in the heart of downtown Seattle. This will be all part of PAX West Week Wednesday, August 27th, 2025. You go to seattleindies.org and Eventbrite, other ways to attend. We've been speaking with Tim Cullings. Tim, congrats on the event, and it's going to be a blast.
Yeah, thank you so much. Looking forward to it.
All right. I'm Rick Tittle. We will take a quick break and come on back on Sports Byline USA.
Imagine combining the exciting investment opportunity of cryptocurrencies with the power of artificial intelligence to maximize your IRA, 401k, or other investment funds. Listen, if you're looking for ways to accelerate your retirement growth, Block Trust IRA has market-leading strategies and solutions for all levels of investors, from $1,000 to millions. And they partner with Bitcoin Magazine's number one crypto trading fund in the world to maximize your returns. Plus, their team of IRA specialists is here to help you roll over your IRA or qualified retirement account to the new world of cryptocurrency investments. So make this free call right now to set up your account and learn more.
800-475-6824. 800-475-6824. 800-475-6824. That's 800-475-6824.
I am an American veteran. I'm proud to have served this country. Helping veterans is something all Americans can participate in, and it's as simple as donating an old car that you have sitting around. When you call the Veteran Car Donation Program, they'll explain how their program works, and then arrange a time they can come and pick up your vehicle for free. Running or not, it doesn't matter. They take cars, trucks, motorcycles, or vans. Show your support by donating your car and get a tax deduction in the process. Call the Veteran Car Donation Program right now. They'll come and pick your car up for free, and you'll get a tax deduction in the process. Call the number we're about to give you right now. Thank you, and God bless America.
800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. That's 800-887-1097. Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible.
Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. That's 800-251-7816.
The Video Game Review.
All right, thank you for that, and welcome back to the Video Game Review. I'm Rick Tittle, and it's nice to have you with us. And coming up in the next segment, I'll be giving away a brand new game. The way you win it is just by answering a simple question and being the second correct answer at my email address, rick@sportsbyline.com. Or you can chime in on the Powdered Sugar Donuts text line, 395-444-4395-444-3. All right, so I've been talking about this the last few weeks, about the Stop Killing Games consumer movement that has stretched into Europe as well now. And just to catch you up, it's the games that now have a planned obsolescence. Now, in the old days, before we were playing online, you would just buy Super Mario Kart, and then you would just play it whenever you felt like it. But some games that have online play, after a while, they shut down the servers and you can't play it anymore. Aha. So there was a shareholders meeting. I saw this on GameSpot. There was a shareholders meeting a couple weeks ago for Ubisoft, and the CEO, Yves Guillemot, he said, you provide a service, but nothing is written in stone. And at some point, the service may be discontinued. Nothing is eternal. Support for all games cannot last forever. And this was, you know, kind of started because Ubisoft's The Crew was shutting down, and there were some petitions that were going directly through European government. Some got more than a million signatures. And so, I mean, for a certain point of view, Guillemot sounds pretty dismissive, kind of like a politician saying, ah, screw it. But the limited lifespan of some of these games now is a reality that publishers and studios have never addressed before, at least publicly. Or when it's time to pull the plug, you know, normally they kind of give you a little warning. Rarely does some sort of executive acknowledge that their online game will someday come to an end, right? Whenever a company ships a video game, there's hope all the stakeholders involved with that title will make an impact. And so these newly shipped online games in particular would love to be the forever game for as many players as possible, like the next Fortnite. But, you know, nowadays online games are in this relentless, never-ending pursuit of a finish line, which you can't even see. Does it even exist? So, right? I mean, we've seen the likes of Concord and Multiverses and X Defiant and, you know, too many others to count. Trying to become the next Fortnite is almost unfeasible. And so the failures of so many aspiring games like, just like Call of Duty or Destiny, you know, what do they do with those games? They just put on a new game. Right. So are we going to be playing Fortnite 30 years from now? Season 4. So, yes, everything in our existences is temporary. But still, it's just I think everything just has to have a campaign. You know, if a game is just online only, like Team Fortress 2 or something, as an old example. then it's like, I literally can't play this anymore. Well, that's just something that we've had to accept until now. I'm not part of the movement. I understand it. You know, I think when Battlefield 6 had their reveal this last week, and by the way, the trailer looks amazing. I love the destruction of the buildings and everything else. I mean, it really looked amazing. Getting back to what their players wanted, what they didn't want in 2042, Battlefield 2042, not the year. But if you go on Steam, you would see a lot of the old Battlefield games were getting a lot of play. People wanted to go back in. And that's great. You know, I love Battlefield 1, the Battlefield 4, the amount of hours I put into those games, hundreds and hundreds of hours. But if I wanted to play Battlefield 1943, I'm SOL. You know, no one's playing that game anymore because the server is shut. And it's funny, I remember the original Halo on the first Xbox, when they announced they were going to shut it down, somebody found out that if you didn't turn off your Xbox, you could keep playing. Kind of like there's some sort of invisible cache in the cloud of the server or something. And so they said as long as everybody else didn't turn off their Xboxes, then you could keep playing, but then you had to leave them on forever, and then a power outage would knock it out. But yeah, I mean, that's terrible. But look, companies, if they feel like it, they can stop killing games, but they won't stop. Do you think your iPhone isn't designed to go out of business? I mean, go out of business. To die? I mean, the battery dies. The little connector, that thing rubs off. Now it's not charging. I know Australia passed a law. You have to stop switching the lightning cords. You know, it's like, well, now this one, you have to buy a different charger. Oh, did it come with it? No. Where are the instructions? They're online. Okay. So you look at Nintendo, who is a company not renowned for its online titles, but they did something pretty strange before they released Splatoon 2. Or Splatoon 3, sorry. They gave the game an endpoint, right? And they said they would get they'd give 2 years of seasonal content, new maps, weapons, clothes, and the game would remain playable. But then after 2 years, it'd be out. So, I mean, it's funny because Nintendo was very upfront with that, not any other games. But a lot of people spent those 2 years with Splatoon 3 very immensely meaningful, especially knowing how long they had. And it got a Switch 2 update with new weapons beyond the 2 year limit. That was kind of a nice surprise. But what about the case of Mortal Kombat 1? When it was released, the game director, Ed Boon, spoke of years of content. So when the news broke about the definitive edition, well, what did that mean? And they said, well, less than 2 years. Huh? 12 new characters. Yeah, but go back to the other thing you said, less than 2 years? Yeah. So a lot of fans were super PO'd over the state of MK1, and they thought it was premature to close that game down, or kill it, as it's known. And so it's just a matter of, is it fair to not tell people? I think all of us, we just assumed, oh, damn, they shut down the server. Oh, that's too bad. I can't play that game anymore. But then you also realize that there's just a few hundred, maybe 1,000 or two, and they're like, it doesn't make money for them. You know, it doesn't make sense to them financially to keep a game going that has 8 people in the lobby every day. You know, and then you kind of go, oh, well, that's too bad because I like being one of those guys in the lobby or gals, whatever. So the total shutdown of a live service game, especially one like The Crew, in which those digital licenses are just stripped away, there's legal and financial ramifications. And since this beginning of Stop Killing Games, there's been no shortage of debates about this morally, philosophically. What does the shuttering of a game really mean? Well, I think in business, it's not going to get anything ethereal. It's just a bottom line. Once they stop making money on it, then it's got to go. You know, sometimes you know the game's not making money, but they just don't want to have the bad publicity. Right? So as I said, it's better to have some offline modes. It's funny because, you know, 15 years ago, I would just play the campaign. Now I only play the campaign of these FPS games if the internet's not working. I'm like, and they try to encourage it. You know, like some games say, you know, there are certain games you can get in multiplayer only if you can get these accomplishments in the campaign. So, I mean, there'll be a time when they're going to shut down Fortnite, I guess. And so this whole thing about what forever is, there ain't no such animal. There ain't no forever in a video game. It's just something I think we're going to have to expect despite all this. Or you're just going to have to get on the front of the game. It's got to say the servers for this will shut down in 4 years and 3 months. Maybe we'll get something like that. All right, let's take a quick break. We will come on back and we'll give away a brand new game and let you know some new releases. And if you'd like to chime in, it is 1-800-878-PLAY. Come on back on Byline.
Hello, Americans. It's Uncle Sam here. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes to the IRS or state, don't worry. I've got important news that may help you negotiate a lower tax bill. In today's economy, the IRS has released a variety of new rules and is offering more flexible terms to help Americans looking to settle their IRS debt. If you apply today, we may be able to lift your wage garnishments and release a freeze on your bank assets or business. Our team of tax professionals can resolve your case and stop collection actions against you. Even if you've been audited or haven't filed a return in years, they can help. Call right now and find out if you qualify to settle your IRS debt for far less than what you owe. Pick up your phone right now and call us for a free $500 IRS tax review. Don't wait. Here's the number.
Call right now. 800-943-9215. 800-943-9215. 800-943-9215. Again, for the last time, that's 800-943-9215.
Are you over the age of 50? Want peace of mind and financial security for your family? Here's an important message to you from Senior Care USA. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. That leaves your loved ones the burden of paying your debts and funeral costs. Our plans start as low as $1 per day and will pay your family up to $30,000 to help pay for your funeral and other expenses. There are no medical exams, your rates will never increase, and your plan cannot be canceled, regardless of your medical conditions, as long as you make your premium payments. Get up to $30,000 in final expense insurance. Call now for free information. Just answer a few simple questions and get approved right over the phone in just a few minutes. Call right now.
Call 800-399-6879. 800-399-6879. 800-399-6879. That's 800-399-6879.
I've got a question for you. Do you want a lower car payment just by making a phone call? You know, most people buy a car and they pay whatever the car dealer says their interest rate is, and they forget about it and make payments. But did you know there is a secret in your contract that allows another company to refinance any car payment to try and lower it? It's true. There is indeed a company out there that knows the ins and, more importantly, the outs on car loans, and they know how to lower your current car payments. It's easy and fast, and you could have a lower car payment next month. Make this free call right now and find out if you could lower your existing car payment. Call the Car Savings Hotline right now. The call is free.
Call now. 800-605-1680. 800-605-1680.
800-605-1680. That's
800-605-1680. The Video Game Review. Rise, Harvey.
All right, thank you for that, and welcome back to the Video Game Review. I am Rick Tittle. Lines are available if you'd like to. Questions, comments, or concerns in the video game world. I'm going to give away a brand new game right now, 40 After, and then we'll get to some of the other new releases this week. I'll tell you what's out on the shelves, virtual, unreal, brick and mortar. We still got brick and mortar. All right, this brand new game, very cool. Bee Simulator, The Hive. This is developed by Varsov Game Studios, published by Untold Tales. This is on the 4, the 5, the Switch, Xbox Series X and S, and PC. So everything except Xbox One. Interesting. Here's the blurb. Live the epic adventure of a tiny bee in a vast world. Collect pollen, race through jet streams, and protect your hive from wasps. Now even bigger with the Hive expansion. Gather resources, build and customize your very own beehive. Oh, beehive. So this definitely is a game that is not, it's exactly what it says. Bee Simulator, the Hive. And my question is this a game about bees or is this a game about ladybugs? It's not a trick question. It's pretty easy. Second correct answer to rick@sportsbyline.com wins it. Oh, I should say for the Nintendo Switch. Once again, is it a game about bees or is it a game about ladybugs? Let me know, rick@sportsbyline.com, and you will win for the Switch, and it's also for the 4 and the 5, the X and S, and the personal computer. Also, you'll win Bee Simulator The Hive from Varsaw Glam Studios and Untold Games. All right, the rest of the new releases this week is that game. Actually, that game is coming out tomorrow. So you're going to be the first one on your block with Beehive. Sorry, I want to say the Beehive Simulator. Bee Simulator, The Hive. It took me a while to not say the Sonic Hedgehog. I mean, you see that game on Genesis, the Sonic Hedgehog? You mean Sonic the Hedgehog? I'm like, oh, yeah, it's not the Sonic Hedgehog. Okay. Anyway, if you're a Battlefield fan like me, and I am a huge Battlefield fan. We are waiting, and this game hopefully is going to come out in the fall. And we finally got to see a few days ago the trailers and some game action. And I'm a huge fan of this series, much more. And so now we're getting sort of trickle-down economics, Reagan. No, we're getting like trickling information coming in. And remember, Call of Duty is more arcadey. Spawn, die, spawn, die, spawn, kill, die, spawn, kill, 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 die, spawn, die, spawn, die, spawn, kill, 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 die, spawn, die, spawn, kill, kill. It's arcadey, and this is why you can be Beavis. And by the way, I am running around like Beavis right now. I can't help it. I am. So if you see me running around, well, there's 9 million Beavises and I'm one of them. And then on the other side, you're like the coach. It's kind of lame. But Battlefield, the rumors are that it's going to be an October 10th launch. I'd like to get that locked in because last week they were saying, oh, you know, it could be next spring. I'm like, no, it's not. And they go, oh, wait. No, probably Black Friday. Now we're here on October 10th. That's much more palatable for us. That's still more than 2 months, but still, that's something that we go, okay. So, as I said, we're going to have stuff leaking out. And cosmetics, let's just call it cosmetics, Maybelline, they become a pretty inextricable part of these online multiplayer modes. And as I said, there's Rambo and Snoop Dogg. And as I said, we just had Beavis and Butthead and, you know, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, Saw, Squid Game, Cinderella, whatever it is. And so amid all this, DICE is one of the four studios involved in Battlefield 6. It used to be that DICE did it by themselves. It's Digital Illusions Computer Entertainment. That's in Stockholm, Sweden. They invented the Frostbite engine themselves. This is why games like Battlefield Bad Company 2 and Battlefield 4 and all that, and then Frostbite 2. But now under the EA umbrella, they get all these. And sometimes I don't want Raven and Sledgehammer. I don't want these other ones involved. To me, I trust DICE. I trust Infinity Ward. And sometimes I trust Treyarch. Now I'm going Battlefield and Call of Duty here. But DICE is one of the four studios involved in this development. And DICE producer Alexia Christofi said that while developers wanted to express themselves and have cool skins, it was important to them that, as they said, things feel grounded. So what does that mean? She means that they wanted things to, quote unquote, feel authentic. DICE senior producer David Serlin also chipped in and highlighted how Battlefield 6 class system will also decide the look of the players. And, you know, you're not going to wear a ghillie suit if you're a medic. It's just the way it is. All right. Like, well, in real life, they could. Okay, I guess. But one of the things that I don't like about Call of Duty is that Beavis is also on the other team. Now, look, it's a knife fight in a phone booth anyway. 6-on-6, TDM, whatever you're playing, kill confirmed, hard point. So there's three Beavises on your team and three on mine. It's better to have uniforms that you can identify these people with. But so, you know, as Call of Duty gets more and more nuts and some of the amazing characters they have done. And this thing, like, now you go Black Cell, everything you have is on fire and smoking, just making you way more noticeable. It's like during the the 17th and 18th, even 19th century, you know, you stand fast in the ranks, but like in Napoleonic Wars, whatever, you wanted to wear like the tallest hat you possibly could because they just figured, you know, you'll be more intimidating. Something that looks 8 feet tall running at you is going to scare the hell out of you with a bayonet. It's like, well, yeah, but also everyone can see you way easier. But they weren't hiding behind bushes, and so they had no reason not to put on basically a top hat with a bill on it. Anyway, so we still have a couple more months, as I said, and we'll find out what the skins are. But I've never paid for a skin in my life. If I get one free, like I got the Beavis one free, so I threw it on for Call of Duty. I threw it on. Why not? Right? Just check it out. And I've said this before too. It's kind of dumb when you have a skin that you pay for because you don't get to see it, right? I mean, I guess maybe in a kill cam type of situation. Maybe sort of. All right, one more thing I want to get to before the new releases. This game, new game Tales of the Shire, we're talking about it last week. If you, of course, you know, it's got Gandalf in it. We know him from The Hobbit and Lord of the Rings and the horse, Shadowfax and all that. But this is a much softer side of the Lord of the Rings. And Stephen Lampert from We Day Workshop, who made this, told Variety, quote, "The world of the Shire is the core for what the whole Battle of the Ring and the wider story of what Middle Earth was fighting for, preserving that perfect ideality in the middle of all that chaos. And so much of a hobbit's life and their daily activities revolved around food that became a natural core pillar of the game. That food was love, and that was going to be held, and we were going to run our day around preparing meals, sharing meals, building relationships with other hobbits through your making of meals, and then all the activities that kind of lead into that." The art manager, Mariah Connor, said, quote, "People, that feeling of calm and comfort and the values that I think Tolkien had about what things were important in life." Doesn't sound very exciting, though. Connor continues, "It's always really interesting that Tolkien was writing those books and so much of the world at that time in World War II, they're having a lot of intense stuff happening in the world. And part of it was this return to what is worth protecting, what is worth fighting for, song and cheer and friendship. And I suppose we hope that people take a little bit of that love and our love, because that is what we want this game to be." So, Tales of the Shire. Maybe you think, I don't want to face Smaug the dragon. I don't want to talk about any precious with Gollum. I just want to hang out in the Shire and make food and look for food and make more food and sing a dance. Maybe this is your dream game. Well, we'll see. All right, let's take a look at the new releases. As I mentioned, Tuesday releases unless otherwise noted. And Bee Simulator The Hive tomorrow. Kato's Post Office, PC and Linux. Valiant Tactics. This is a night game for the PC with a K. Apex Legends Revelry on the Switch 2. Astro Planet on the PC. Demon Slayer Kimetsu no Yaiba, The Hinokoma Chronicles. It's on everything. What Kind of Cop Are You? Disco Elysium, a detective RPG, only Android phones. 1,000 Deaths on the PC. Chained Echoes, Ashes of Elrant is on everything. Damned 2 is on the PC. Endless Legend, PC. Fruit Bus, very cartoony, XNS and Switch. Gradius Origins, PC, XNS, 5, Switch. Let's Go Mighty Cat for your phones, Android and Apple. Liminal Exit, not subliminal, Liminal Exit, PC. Operation Night Strikers, this is Switch and PC. Wholesome Out and About for the PC. Play-Doh World for your phones, both. Static Dread, The Lighthouse, the PC. Wild West Supermarket Simulator for the PC. You got any rope, Elmer? You got any beans, Maynard? I'm Rick Piddle. Come on back.
Do you have diabetes? I'm sure you've seen the television commercials on the new CGM devices from all the top brands and how well they can help you manage your diabetes. Do you have the latest and newest in diabetes technology? The Diabetes Solutions Center carries most of the top brands, and the great news is your insurance may cover most of the cost. Call our special CGM hotline today, and our friendly representatives will help see if you qualify. You could get a new CGM from the top brands at little or no cost to you. Make living with diabetes easier. You are just one free phone call away to learn if your insurance covers the cost. So make this free call today to the Diabetes Solutions Center and learn for free how to get your new continuous glucose monitor.
800-659-7997. 800-659-7997. 800-659-7997. That's 800-659-7997. Do you hear that? That's the sound of uncertainty lurking under your hood. You know the feeling. I know I do. That sudden sinking sensation when you see a check engine light or your car unexpectedly breaks down and you're faced with sky-high repair bills. It's time to shield against unexpected repairs with CarShield. CarShield is America's most trusted auto protection company and has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau. Don't let the fear of a breakdown keep you up at night. Trust the Shield, Car Shield, and say goodbye to terrifying repair bills and hello to peace of mind. Your plan also comes with 24/7 roadside assistance, courtesy towing, rental car options, and so much more. Don't wait till it's too late. Call Car Shield now before a breakdown. Protect your wallet. Protect your car with Car Shield. Get our best protection ever. Call now. You'll thank me later. 800-247-6135. 800-247-6135. That's 800-247-6135.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-401-5163. 800-401-5163. 800-401-5163. That's 800-401-5163.
The Video Game Review.
Rick Tittle back with you just for a couple minutes, closing out the show in our customary fashion with a cheat code. Send your requests to rick@sportsbyline.com. I like looking them up for these older games. This one is from Nikki. Nikki says, Rick, Sonic the Hedgehog 2, how do I get the stage select? When I was just talking about the Sonic Hedgehog. Nikki. Well, Sonic 2 is a really good game on a Genesis, and it's not awful. A sequel can pull it back in, but you had the two-player split-screen co-op. But to answer your question, for the stage select, you go to the music menu, play these songs in these order. 1965, 09, 17, then hold A and press start. Once again, go to the music menu, play 19, then 65, then 09 and 17. Hold A and press start. You'll get level select. By the way, for the debug menu, same thing in the songs, but play 1992-1124. Select your stage, press A and hit start. Then you can tinker with all that stuff. Once again, debug menu, play the tracks 1992-1124. Then select your stage, press A and hit start. And you can screw around with it. All right. Thanks for coming by the Video Game Review. We'll do it again next week. I'm Rick Tittle. We'll see you next time on the Video Game Review.